Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, city of sunshine, palm trees blowing in the wind. Yes, yes, wish you were here. Oh, yes, we certainly do. We're so glad to be with you once more and again. Just praising God for you being on the other end, be it wherever way you are listening to us today. We appreciate you. We love you. We really, really do. We really do. We send all our best to you, our best love, our best prayers, our best of everything we send to you today, because we love you. Yes, our faithful audience that listen on a continual basis, we really do. And I trust you're praying for us also. Is that right? Mm-hmm. I believe you are. All right. We're going to pray for Christy Jubal. We're going to continue to pray for her mother, who is been tested and has cancer. We pray for her continually. As a matter of fact, let's pray for all the ones that are plagued with cancer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for everyone, not only Crystal Jubal's mother, but we pray for everyone that is plagued with this spirit of cancer. Father God, we bind it, we cast it out of their bodies, Lord God, that it never return again. In Jesus' name, right now, Holy Father, and we thank you for it. Father, we are praying for John Benmo, that he'll receive a kidney. Glory to God, we're praying to him. God, nothing is too hard for him. Father, you can fix it. I've seen many that you have. Now, Father God, John Benmo is waiting for you now, in Jesus' name. Lord, we are still praying for Monica Shannon. Yeah, Monica Shannon, Lord, in Jesus' name. Nothing is too hard for you, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name. We praying for, still praying for Maurice, Lord. Lord God, that you touch him in a mighty way, in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, God, and we give you praise and honor and glory for all that you're doing. Father, we are praying for Petra, Lord. We're asking that you heal Petra right now, in Jesus' mighty name. We're praying for Ruth that she will mend 100%, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, of her hip right now, in Jesus' name, be made whole. And we're praying for Marlene Plumkey, we're praying for you right now, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We take nothing except a miracle for Marlene at this time, in Jesus' name, who has suffered some strokes. Father, have mercy right now. All those that have had a stroke, God, that spirit is rampage right about now. Father, we're asking you in Jesus' name to touch and deliver your people from the spirit of strokes, in Jesus' mighty name. Doesn't matter how old you are when these things occur, people, it's just the spirit going to and fro. In the mighty name of Jesus, be made whole. Whole right now. And Father, we thank you for it. Lord, touch Kima Fret, God, and Kenya Fret, Lord. Touch both of them are sick right now, Father. We ask you in Jesus' name, touch them in the mighty name of Jesus, God, and we thank you for it. Father, we thank you for every family that has lost loved ones. Father God, in the name of Jesus, the ones that lost loved ones, especially in this recent day, LaDonna Burrows, Lord Brunson, Father God, we ask you to touch her. She lost her father, Father, in Jesus' name, and somebody dear to us, Mother Wallace, there in North Carolina, the one that was with me when I got saved, had me through when I got saved and all. I want you to pray for their family, pray for us, Lord. We highly miss her. She was about 98 years old when she died. Okay, she'd been here a long time. Oh, and she was one of those mothers in Zion, you know, the old-fashioned ones. She's one of those mothers in Zion, and I tell you, it was a blessing to have known her. Oh, and we ask for your prayers, okay? Praise God, amen. We pray for Leslie LaRon. They sent her father home to die. Father God, in Jesus' name, we praying for Leslie LaRon's dad right now in the name of Jesus, God. We asking, Lord God, to touch him right now, Father. Just because the doctor said doesn't mean it's so. Father, in Jesus' name, God, manifest yourself to him and to her, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. And we give you all the praise, honor, and the glory for what you are doing at this hour for them also, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. You are wonderful. And, Lord, we ask you to bless all the pastors that are sick. In Jesus' name, going through, God, and challenges of all sorts that they're going through, Father. And we ask you to touch them today, Father. They need you, God, like never before. Those that are on the verge of giving up, those, Lord God, nearest suicide, those that they're just going through all kinds of emotional problems and what have you. You know, the enemy is trying to cut the head off. They cut the head off, they got the body. But, Father, we cancel that assignment right now in Jesus' name. Oh, yes, we do. We refuse to allow that devil to take any more of our people out in Jesus' name. And y'all pray with me over that, okay? Amen, amen. And pray for the children going back to school, all the children that are going back to school, every school all over. Pray for them, Lord. Pardon me, because they definitely need prayer. So much is going on today, and you know that's just the rage of the enemy, all right? But we're going to back it up with prayer. Kick him out instead of he trying to kick people out, okay? All right, amen. Now let me give you a word. Education can be learned. Knowledge can be acquired. But wisdom must be experienced. Shall we tell you that again? Education can be learned. Knowledge can be acquired. But wisdom must be experienced. All right. Let's see what you're experiencing today. Bless God. You know God is a good God, isn't he? I tell you, I don't know what I'd do without it. We thank God for, oh, we got a guest today. We got little Nathan here today. We have him, the little coming up prophet. We got the little coming up prophet here today, yes. And we got Pastor Sharon and Bishop Porter and Sister Diane. And oh, my, we just got a house full of people today. And we got some preachers in here today, right? Yes, yes, we ought to let them all get loose, huh? Well, you know, we were talking on the former broadcast. We were talking in Numbers, the 22nd verse, a chapter. You know, y'all help me get straight here today, okay? Bless God. The enemy just trying again, you know, but we're going to get through it. We're going to get through it, right? And we was talking about, you know, an ass. That's what we was talking about, right? Mm-hmm. 22nd chapter Numbers, what we were talking about. You know, whereby the devil is always trying to trick God's people, right? Every time you turn around, he's trying to trick you into something. And most of the time he do it, he be unsuspecting, right? Most of you don't expect him to come that way, but he do, okay? Think about this. Balak had been trying so hard to get Balaam to curse God's people. I mean, he worked overtime. And now just think about it. If he worked overtime in this person's life then, what is he doing for you today? He's working overtime to do what? To pull you out of where you are in Christ Jesus. He's working hard to do it. And he will do it through any means that he can. Anything he can get to work for him, he gonna get it. He'll take your children, he'll take your husband, your wife, he'll take your mother, your father, grandmother, grandfather, uncle, aunt, cousin Joe, and Betty too. He don't care who he take or use. He'll even take the dog, you see, because he's on a mission. The enemy's on a mission. The Balaks of the world is on a mission, and they're using anybody and anything they can to get you, pull you out of the arms of the Lord. It's like when you got a nice husband, a nice wife, there's always some booger somewhere around trying to tear y'all apart. Mm-hmm. Every time there's somebody trying to do what? Tear you apart, especially if you look like you happy. Now, you don't necessarily have to be happy, but you can just look like you happy. And then they start to work. And I could take him from her. I could take him from her. You know, all this is stuff they start to plotting and the plan. That ain't nothing but the work of the enemy. You know that, don't you? Huh? Now, why would you walk into it? That's all I want to know. Why would you walk into it? Now, you know these things happen. You know, now I ain't going into detail because there's so many ways women, they definitely, oh, child, I got the best husband in the world. He buy me this and he buy me that and he buy me the other. And, oh, he cook and he clean and, you know, he don't want me to hurt myself and, oh, Kyle, we just go and just boast up your husband and somebody else want to try him. Because they ain't had no husband like that. They ain't know nothing about no husband, never seen a husband like that. So they want him. They want to take him from you. And, you know, now you know women outnumber men, right? All right, think about it. Women outnumber men. There's more women running around than there is men. And they so cunning. Mm-hmm. They cunning. So they have that Balak spirit where they want to do what? Go get you some voodoo and get him, you know, because you can't get him on your own. Now, you think you the hottest thing out and you look fine and fabulous, but it ain't working. The man want to stay home with his wife, so it ain't working. You put on your sexiest outfit. You walk down the street shimmying and shaking. Ain't nothing doing a thing. So this Balak spirit come upon you, and when that spirit come upon you, it started telling you, well, you know, you need to go over there to Madam Buka Buka and get some stuff. Tell you go over to so-and-so and get a little portion and fix it for the make him love you and all that. Make him leave her and come over with you. You know, all this here dumb stuff they do, right? And see, you could come out and be Balaam and say, listen here, you know, you can't curse me, huh, because I'm blessed. Simple. You can't, you're trying to curse me. Can't nobody curse me but God. Now you're trying to do something that is in the power of God that's not going to happen. Say, it's not going to happen. Come on, tell somebody, tell the devil right now, say, it just ain't going to happen. Huh? Say, I'm here to stay. Tell your husband to tell you, say the same thing. I'm here to stay. I ain't going nowhere. Hmm? And you can't make me go anywhere, okay? You say, well, that's boasting. Well, you better boast to the devil and let him know what kind of power you got. Oh, he got you right now, hook, line, and sinker. Hmm? But listen, now Balaam, this story got so interesting to me, so I said, I'm going to continue on. So, Balaam went along with him to a degree. He went with him. He went along to a degree over in the 23rd, and I'm going to just read what he say in the 29th verse. He say, and Balaam said unto Balak, build me here 7 altars, prepare me here 7 bullocks and 7 rams. And Balak did as Balaam had said and offered a bullock and a ram on every altar. Okay, now he thought that was going to change God's mind. See, people got the wrong impression, about God. Now he thought he was going to change God's mind, okay, with doing all of this. So Balaam saw that it pleased the Lord to bless Israel. He went not as at other times to seek for enchantment, but he set his face toward the wilderness. Now Balaam had sense enough to know, okay, he already got orders from God. Now think about this. Now, you want to be the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, don't you? You've got all kind of orders. The Word of God here called the Holy Bible, Holy Bible, okay? Not the one with the H-O-L-E hole, okay? It ain't got them kind of holes in it. The Holy, H-O-L-Y, Holy Bible. That's what it is. It's a Bible that's anointed, set aside for God to talk to you through his word. And for you to take that word and hide it in your heart that you don't sin against him. But we have come to be slick, slimy people. We're going to try to out-talk, outdo God, and take his word and use it against him. Now, we do some dumb stuff. That's very dumb. You hear what I'm saying? Now, I know you don't want me to talk to you like that, but it is, okay? So, Balak, he always trying to get Balaam to tell him, talk to him, and curse, you know, curse God's people. The man done told him, I can't do it, huh? Because if God done already blessed them, ain't nothing I can do. I don't care what kind of rabbit I can pull out the hat. It ain't going to work. Hmm? Who God has blessed, can't no man curse. Okay? Now stop going around thinking that they can curse you. Now they may slow you down with what you're doing, but they can't stop you. Do you get the picture? They just can't stop you, that's all. And the more they can't stop you, the madder they get. Here they come. Balak kept coming up with another say, well, we're going to go to another place, you know. They're going to change places like that's going to make the difference. Like God going to change his mind, huh? Like, oh, well, you know, I give you a promotion, you know. Don't you want to be apostle? Don't you want to be a bishop? Don't you want to be a prophet? Well, I can make you that. No, you can't. Only God can make you to be that. You see what I'm saying? You know, and I get tired of hearing people say, oh, God, you just started pastoring yesterday, and now today you're an apostle. Huh? Tomorrow you're going to be the bishop, and the next day you're going to be the chief bishop, parlay and all of that. Huh? Now, how are you going to get all that quick? Huh? Have you paid the price to become all this? Has God called you into all these offices? Have he? Think about it. Well, the devil just set you up. Balak just set you up because he took you to another place so somebody could ordain you to be what you want to be. Hear me now. Just go ahead. You get mad if you want, because ain't nobody mad but the devil, you know, and I'm glad he's mad. You see, because this is what we're doing today. I see more people. I say, but you was just, you know, you wanted a promotion, so you listened what Balaam told you. You went over to John Henry's church, and John Henry said, oh, yes, I'll ordain you as a bishop. I'll ordain you as this. And did God call you to that? Have you paid the bishop's really price to be a bishop? Do you know what a bishop stands for? Do you know what an apostle stands for? Do you know what a prophet stands for? No, you don't know nothing. All you know is sound good. And then you say, well, I am chief apostle. Now, I don't know what the chief is. I know about the chief with the Indians. And I know the chief, Paul said he was chief among sinners. He didn't say he was chief apostle. Now, where we get that from? Hello, come on now. We jump up, take these titles that sound good. And when we take these titles, because God didn't give them to you, you put them on, so then you're what? Got a Balak spirit. You got Balak spirit, so Balak spirit is what? Wanting somebody to get cursed instead of blessed. Because instead of blessing people, you cursing people because you out of order. Okay, praise God. There you go. That's all I can say to you. See, but I began to get more into it, and Balaam just kept doing one thing after another. And Balaam, he go with him, you know, and the 23rd verse of the 24th chapter, Balaam lifted up his eyes, saw his body in his tents according to their tribes, and the Spirit of God came upon him. Now, the Spirit of God came upon Balaam, and he took up his parable and said, Balaam, the son of Beor, had said, and the man whose eyes are open had said, God had to open up a blind man's eyes up in here to see something that these other people whose eyes was already open couldn't see. And then here this man has got to talk now. This is what it said. He had said, which heard the word of God, words of God, which saw the vision of the Almighty, falling into a trance, but having his eyes open. See, that's what telling you what a trance is. Your eyes wide open when you have a trance. You ain't asleep. You're not asleep. Okay? How goodly are thy tents, O Jacob, and thy tabernacle of Israel, as the valleys are they spread forth. He began to just talk to him about what was going on. Now, this is the person that couldn't see, that the eyes were open, And he went on down and he talked about it more and more in these few scriptures here down to the 9th verse. He was still talking about it. He said, blessed is he that blessed thee and curses he that curses thee. You see, so you can't get by that. You can't get by that. And listen what happened. The 10th verse. Now you go back to what Balak is doing. He done this man whose eyes is open, he began to do all this talking and showing what the vision that he had had. And basically the vision was really talking about what he was seeing Jesus, who was going to come on the scene. Okay, when you get into it, you'll find out he was really giving you a scenario of what Jesus was. What was coming, what God was putting forth to bless his people. Now, then in the 10th verse, he said, 10th verse of the 24th chapter of Numbers, he said, and Balak's anger was kindled against Balaam, and he smote his hands together, and Balak said unto Balaam, I call thee to curse mine enemies. And behold, thou hast altogether blessed them. These three times. Now, you're going to bless my enemies three times. Now, I didn't call you to do all that. That's not what I did, all that I did and everything. I didn't do that for you to bless them. I wanted you to curse them because they were my enemies. Well, all Balaam should have said, well, they were your enemy, but they sure wasn't mine. See? And they definitely wasn't God's enemies. So God told me that he was blessing them, so I can't curse the people that God blessed because he's too powerful. Huh? You should say that. If you're going out listening to what the devil telling you, you know, go on and talk about that pastor. He ain't no pastor. She ain't no pastor. Go ahead on and low rate him. Let's fix up some potions for him and show him what power is. You know how you go around and let the devil sucker you into something and you go do it. You so blind you do it. Huh? And who get caught up in the curse? You. You curse your own self. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying? You got it. You got it. Hmm? You become your own enemy. Did you get it? He said, therefore now flee thou to thy place. I thought to promote thee unto great honor. But lo, the Lord had kept thee back from honor. In other words, you got to blame God now. He want to blame God. Is you blaming God? I heard somebody one time. I know somebody that did that. He blamed God, and he paying for it today. I said, you can't do that. How you going to blame God for what you do, the dumb stuff you do? Huh? Look at yourself. Stop trying to blame God. God is there to bless you. Whatever he do, whether you like it or not, it is for your own good. That's what God is doing. If he withheld something from you, it's for your own good because you is not going to prosper in that thing that you want to do. Do you get the picture here? Y'all, did you understand that? I don't know if you understood that. Okay. Now, the devil ain't going to honor you. He going to lie to you. That's all. Huh? He ain't going to promote you. He going to make you think you're doing good when you're doing worse because you was better off in the position that you was already in than the one you thought was going to put you on a high pedestal. People going to look up to you. Instead, you got more enemies than you had before. Hmm? Come on now. See? He say, but God done kept back the honor. Now, like God was doing him a favor, keeping Balaam from being honored. Now, you know people tell you that lie. Don't go over there with them. They ain't promoted you. They won't let you work. You know, I heard pastors do that. They do that to people's members, because they be trying to get them. Come on over here, because, you know, I let you work. I don't want to work in no position that God didn't put me in. So you're only doing what? Multiplying my sorrows. That's all you're doing. You're not helping me grow by putting me in positions that I have not earned, that God has not promoted me to, that God has not elevated me to. You're only creating more trouble for me, sorrow for me, because I'm in complete disobedience. Hmm? That's all you're doing. Just go on a little further. And Balaam said unto Balaam, Spake I not also to thy messages which thou sendest unto me, saying, if Balak would give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the commandment of the Lord to do either good or bad of mine own mind. I ain't doing nothing on my own. But what the Lord said, that will I speak. He's telling them again. He told them that in the 22nd Numbers. He's telling them that in the 24th Numbers. Didn't I tell you that in the beginning? When you talk about you want me to curse your enemies, curse Israel, become your enemies. Now, why is Israel become your enemies? Because you don't like the fact that they are blessed tribe, they're blessed people? Hmm? Is it that the church down the street is being blessed and you don't like it, so you want to curse them? Are you doing that? Or the pastor down there is looking successful. He driving a nice car and he live in a nice house, and you live in a house by the railroad track, huh? You choose that house by the railroad track. You could have took the limit off of God and got you a better house, but no, you wanted to. That's where you wanted to live because that's all you thought of yourself. Hmm. So now you want to curse him because he's living good. Okay? You see how we do today? We still in the Balaam area. We still thinking evil of others that God has blessed. See? Get rid of that. Get rid of that. See? Say like Balaam say. He said, to do neither good or bad of my own mind. I can't do this. God has already spoke, is in my heart, in my mind, and I must do what he said. I just can't do it. You can give me everything you got, every honor in the world. It's not going to do me any good. See? Because I'm not going against God. What about you? And now, behold, I go unto my people. Come, therefore, and I will advertise thee with this people, shall do to thy people in the latter days. And he took up his parable and said, Balaam, the son of Beor, had said, and the man whose eyes are open had said, he had said, which heard the words of God and knew the knowledge of the Most High, which saw the vision of the Almighty falling into a trap and having his eyes open. I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not nigh. There shall come to a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise up. My man, he done went all the way to the New Testament, didn't he? Man, and already bringing Jesus into the atmosphere, letting him know what is about to happen. But you want to do what? Go around trying to do what? Curse somebody. Huh? You trying to curse somebody. Are you that person today? Just because it's not going your way, so you're going to try to fix it. You're going to be God. You want to pretend to be God and get in the place of God. Is that where you want to be? Oh, but it's not going to work. It's not going to work. Do you hear me? Take off that Balak spirit right now. Take that spirit off, because I don't care where you take it. I don't care what city you go in, and you got the same attitude and the same mind, it still ain't going to work. Huh? You cannot prosper trying to curse God's people. You just can't do it. Huh? You might as well give it up and come on the Lord's side. See? Change sides. Change people. Change something. You got to make things right. Right about now. You know, I just love it, because I found out all of that don't mean nothing. People waste time, waste their money, waste their efforts just trying to hurt somebody else. Because you mad with them. Huh? And we do this, and I'm through. And praise God. We do this here. If somebody else mad with them, we get mad with them too. Huh? You know? Now, your friend, girlfriend come and tell you how mean her husband is and bad with her. Don't you get mad with him? You get mad with him. And you don't even want to speak to him. He did nothing to you, but he did it to her. Now, this is what we do. Think about it now. Now, if a man tell you, say, you know, that man there, he's abusive. He is so abusive. What happened? Huh? You feel like, man ought not to be doing a woman like that. He ought not to do that, which is true. But then we get mad with that man, and we ain't got nothing good to say to him or about him. That's the way we are. That's the way our nature is. Huh? We don't like when somebody treats somebody as not. But we don't know if it's true or not, but we take their word for it because they're a friend. Now, you know we do that. I've done it. I've gotten mad when a friend of mine tell me what this done to that, and that one done to that. I got mad with them, too. Couldn't say nothing civil to them. But that was wrong for me, because I don't know all the facts. I wasn't there. Okay? So I had to change my way of thinking about these things. And I said, I'm sorry. One day a lady told me, say, well, you know, sister so-and-so is so-and-so. You ought not to have nothing to do with him. I say, wait a minute. Sister whatever name didn't do nothing to me. I say, when they do it to me, then we can go there. you see. But I can't go just because you and her had a falling out. I ain't had no falling out with her. She ain't did nothing to me. You see, so trying to get you to do what? Curse somebody. Trying to get you to leave them alone. And you don't know nothing about this situation. So get a grip on life. Get some understanding, huh? And when you get that understanding, God will make your knowledge perfectly clear. All right, here we go. Hallelujah, Jesus. Is that Nathan Finity?
Praise the Lord. I tell you, this topic today, it is very on time and powerful, because a lot of times we don't pay attention to a lot of things that comes out the mouth. And you don't discern what spirit is in operation, whether or not it is the word of prophecy or the word from the Lord or Balaam or the spirit of Balaam that comes to put speak the negative or speak the word that God has not spoken over whoever it may be around you or who you're upset with or who your mind tells you they've done this or they don't deserve to be blessed. And that word is so powerful to know that, you know, I mean, Ecclesiastes 10, chapter verse 20 says, curse not the king, no, not in thy thoughts, and curse not the rich in thy bedchamber. For birds of the air shall carry the voice, and that which had wings shall tell the matter. And come even with, line up with the Numbers, the 22nd chapter of the woman of God talking about Balak and Balaam, how he commissioned the other person to do the dirty work. Or because what? Because he wants his hand to be clean. And he was telling him to go ahead and curse. But you cannot what curse who God is blessed. When you are blessed in the law of the Lord and highly favored, how can you bless who God called speak? How can you curse someone that when God is pronouncing the blessing over their life? How, you know, I mean, that is something to think about. Who made you a God? Who made you a God? And it's very important to pay attention to what words, who gave you that dream? Who talking into your spirit, man? What, like, Apostle used to tell us, did you eat them collard greens, too much collard greens, or you ate something over the night before, and it just did not settle good on your stomach, and it caused you to dream what? Some wild dreams. But and you ask the question, who caused you to dream these things? It is something to think about. What's your thought pattern? Do you have good thoughts of others? Do you have good thing? What is it? We have to investigate a lot of things that we do. And cause God is not like that. God tells us to bless them, right? The ones that persecute you, bless them. He said, bless them when they curse you. If they want a glass of water, even the ones that call themselves your enemy, he told us to give them a cup of water in the name of Jesus. Now, don't do like Purple, the movie Purple now, when the lady was, you know, that was real bad, the color purple, yeah, how she gave the water by spit in the water. Now, you think God don't see that, right? You think God don't see that because you mad, you're going to do something underhanded, right? But God see all things. Why? Because he has his angels all around. So it makes you want to do the right thing. Bless them. And yesterday this young lady was talking to me, and she was trying to come to the understanding. And she was saying, you know, Sharon, this is how I deal with things. When someone's saying something over my life, speaking a curse over my life, or they're saying things that is causing the words are very, like, hurtful, what I do is I think, say something good. In other words, I'll start saying, thinking the thoughts of the promises of God, and I'll start sending forth the blessing of God over them while they're saying what they're saying. And she said, you know what? I found out it worked, because that word won't penetrate. You will not take that negative word. You will not take that word that was meant to tear down. and not build up. You will not take that word to pronounce a curse over you. You will not take it. Why? Because life and death is in the power of the tongue. So while they're speaking the words of death, you're speaking what? The words of life that is coming forth. And you and it is something to think about, because the Lord will not let us know life and death is in the power of the tongue. Life and death. Speak life today. Speak life over every situation. It doesn't matter if they slap you. You say, God, help me today. You're going to have to talk to yourself or why. But you know what? God, vengeance belongs to you today. And a lot of time we don't wait on the Lord. We want to take matters in our own hands because we say we're sick and tired of the devil and his mess. But you know what? We should just say, God, we bless them right now. We bless them right now. We bless them right now. Why? Because it's a process. It is a process. And then there's times you said, you know, God, they never have anything good to say. They never have anything good to say. They always see you breaking down on the roadside. They see you walking and no car. They see you homeless. They see you this. They see you that. But the God that we serve, he's not even speaking that. He's not even speaking what? Destitution. He's not even speaking poverty. He's not speaking sickness over you. He's speaking the word of healing. He's speaking prosperity. He said, I wish above all things that you prosper and be good. Good health as your soul prosper. He's speaking the blessing over you. So today we're going to bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continuously be in our mouth. I tell you, when someone comes with some foolishness, with that stuff from the pits of hell, because that's what I call it, or who, that devil from the pits of hell come forth with some word to kill, I say, you know what? I'm going to bless you, Lord. We cancel their son of the enemy, and we call it null and void. Why? Because the word of God let me know, if God be for me, who can be against me? And I know that my Redeemer liveth today. I know he's my shepherd, and I shall not want for anything. I know God, when God say you're blessed, you are blessed. When he say he blessing you with this and that, I don't care who come to hinder and stuff, because long time ago, I tell you, it was just a prophecy in the ministry. God said we're going to be a millionaire up in the house. Now, people start acting stupid like we were walking into the millionaire. Now, I can say if you were walking into it already, then you can get mad. But it was just a prophecy, a word from the Lord. And then they started to what? Try to put blockers up so your money will not come. But you know what? You cannot stop what God has spoken. You cannot even stop it. And I remember a lot of times the ministers couldn't even release the word of thus said the Lord. Why? Because they knew there were some people in the midst that were just snatching, that were just trying to stop it, that were just trying to sting it. But we know they can't stop it, but they can what? Slow it down. But you know what? Woe unto that person. Woe unto you today. Woe unto you that call evil good and good evil, because we don't understand the moving of God. But it let me know that even though Balak was sent to do something the opposite, the God met him on the way. God met him on the way. And you know what? I tell you, when he met you on the way, in other words, when you try to open your mouth to curse, you'll start what? Blessing the person. I tell you, they want to make you be poor. God will tell them, bless you. Why? He'll let your enemy give to your bosom. He'll cause the one that don't care too much for you, give it to you. Why? Because he's a great and awesome God. So today, you know, according to Numbers, the 23rd chapter, verse 19, say, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Had he said, and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good? So you know what? And he said, behold, I receive commandment to bless, and he that bless, and I cannot reverse it. So when the blessing God wants you blessed, and he said it is your time, it is your season to reap the benefit of all your seed, of all the seed you have planted, it is your time. It is your time to be blessed. You are blessed today. Nothing can stop it. No one can hinder it. I don't care what they do. If they come to delay it, it cannot happen. I remember about 5 years ago, we were going through a legal matter, and the word was what? They didn't want to release our inheritance. They did not want to give us any inheritance. But you know what God did? They let me know that God is real. They were delayed for the courthouse, and we got there on time. Because what they wanted to stop, I don't know what happened to this day, but they did not make it to the courthouse on time because they wanted to stop. If that God manifests himself. You cannot stop when God says if the blessing belongs to with my name on it. You cannot stop it. You can add your name to the blessing. They can't stop what your name is connected to. The blessing belongs to you. If they have to be delayed, if they have to get caught in traffic, if every police had to stop them, whatever it may be, the blessing belongs to you. So when you read the book of Numbers, think about it. That's just man trying to do something. But what about God? He's more powerful. He's the creator of all things. He spoke the word and things came into manifestation. So who is more powerful? God is more powerful than the word of the enemy. So today, rise and shine and know that if God be for you, who can be against you? Bishop Porter.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Thank God. Amen. For the word. Praise God. And it's so true. Man, whom God bless, man, no man can curse. And I'm glad about it. Man, God, the door that he opened, no man can close. Praise God. And as Pastor Sharon and Apostle was ministering, I was looking here in chapter 23 and verse 16. And the Lord met Balaam and put a word in his mouth. And said, go again unto Balak. And you know, and said thus, this. And when he came to him, behold, he stood by his burnt offering, and the prince of Moab with him. And Balak said unto him, what have the Lord spoken? Now he asked, right? When he asked, this is what he told him. And he took up his parable and said, rise up, Balak, and hear, hearken unto me, thou son of Zipporah. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Have he said, and shall he not do it? Or he had he spoken, and he shall not make it good. Oh, behold, I have received commandments to bless, and he hath blessed, and I cannot reverse it. Amen. Whatever God spoken, it will come to pass. And I'm glad about it. I thank God, amen. The word of God said that his word would not go out and return to him void. Amen. We don't know who we are talking to out there, amen, this morning. Amen. He said, but the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Oh, today is the day of salvation. Oh, you are blessed and not cursed. Oh, he had made you the head and not the tail. He had put you above and not beneath. Oh, he's opening doors, praise God, for you. Not only for you, but your family and every ground that your feet tread upon. Oh, everything that your hand touch, that you continue to prosper. Be in good health as your soul prosper. Oh, he will make a way. If he have spoke a word, praise God, he will not reverse it. Oh, I'm thank God, amen, for it today. Amen. He said, what I do for one, I'll do for all. Praise God. Oh, he ain't going to hate me because others hate me. Oh, he's not going to curse because you want me cursed. Oh, I thank God about it today. Praise God. Now, it's just the opposite now. He said, whom I curse, no man can bless. I don't care where you go. You can go to all in the witch doctor or whoever, Dr. Buzzard or whoever you go to, praise God. It ain't going to help you. It's not going to do any good, praise God. And, you know, I was looking at the story how he invited him to change scenery, praise God. People went, come on over here. We got it going on over here. Man, I don't care what church you go to, oh, praise God. If God is not in it, Praise God. You is doing it in vain. Oh, praise God. Don't let your labor be in vain. Praise God. Ain't you glad about it today that God is God and besides him there is no other? Oh, praise the Lord. If God have placed you in the ministry, that's where he's looking for you to be. Praise God. Oh, he will exalt you in due time. Amen. Oh, he's always, he got you. Praise God. He said he hold you in the hollow of his hand. And he said, who's in his hand? No one can pluck him out. Oh, I'm glad about it today. He's always right there. And I'm glad, amen, that he's moving by his spirit. And he's destroying yokes, praise God, on our behalf. Praise God. He have not beheld iniquity in Jacob, neither have he seen perverseness in Israel. Lord is his. God is with him. And the shout of a king is among them. God brought them out of Egypt. He have, as it were, the strength of an uncorn. You know, I'm just looking at that, praise God, how God had brought us out. And we always testify and say God had brought us out of darkness into the marvelous light. Amen. We have so much to be thankful for. Amen. Ain't you glad about it today? Oh, you just can look back how far God have brought us from. He have brought us from a mighty long ways. Oh, we have so much to be thankful for. And this is why he said we can look to the hills from whence coming our help. And all our help come from the Lord, which made the heavens and made the earth. Oh, he will turn that midnight into day. Praise God. And so God has spoke a word on you. Amen. I thank God, amen, that he will not reverse it. Praise God. I thank God that we are better than blessed. Oh, I thank God. Oh, we serve a mighty, mighty big God. He is so high you can't get over him. He's so wide you can't get around him. He's so low you can't get under him. Oh, you got to come through the door. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. Oh, I'm glad about it today. Oh, I thank God. Praise God. You know, and the more you talk and try to discourage and try to talk negative about people, praise God, you know what? God do just the opposite. Oh, he just put them up and bless them the more. Praise God. He just do great things in their life. Praise God. Oh, it just provoke you to jealousy because you don't even have to think that way. Praise God. You can change your attitude. You know, I want to bring three A's to you. A, I'm not talking about the AAA service that you get on the street from your car, but you know what? That attitude can got to be changed. And the second A is the right atmosphere when you are in the house of God. All you got to do is just keep on coming. Why are you saying that, Bishop? He say faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. If you just keep coming in the right atmosphere, and that third A is the anointing, because it's the anointing that destroys the yoke in your life. Praise God. All you got to do is just keep coming, and God will make a way out of no way. He will do great things in your life. Why? Because he is God. Oh, I thank God. He say what he do for one, he'll do for all. He have no respect of person. Do you know there's no big eyes, no little use in God? Oh, I'm glad about it today. I praise the Lord. Amen. God is a good God. And verse number 24, he said, behold, the people shall rise up as a great lion and lift up himself as a young lion. He shall not lie down until he eat of the prey and drink the blood of the slain. And Balak said unto Balaam, neither curse them at all, nor bless them at all. But Balaam answered and said unto Balak, told not I thee, say all that the Lord hath spoken that I must do. Oh, you got to do the will of God. Oh, when you do the will of God, it will come to pass. Praise God. And I thank God, amen, when you stand on the promises of Almighty God, and if God have put a word in your mouth, you got to speak it, amen, and he's able to perform it. I thank God he's able today. He will provide. He will open doors that's closed in your faith. He will make a way out of no way for you. Praise God. And he's doing it right now. Praise God. That what you have been praying about, amen, all you got to do is believe it. The Bible say all things are possible if you only believe. All you got to trust God today. He is the author and he's the finisher of our faith. Greater that is in us than he that is in the world. Oh, thank God, amen, for the word of God today. Amen, I thank God. He's always right there with outstretched arms, saying, whosoever will, let him come. And if you come, he said he will in no wise cast you out. Oh, I thank God for this story, praise God, because God is a man that he cannot lie, neither, amen, that he is the son of man that he shall repent, praise God. If God spoke it, he's able to perform it. God bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you. Praise God. Bishop Porter love you, but Jesus love you more.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Nathan, you have something to say, Prophet? I tell you, God is such an awesome God. He is an awesome God. I tell you, I love it. We say, who God bless, no man can curse. Which side are you on today? Are you on the curse side or are you on the blessed side? You know, are you trying to curse someone that God has already blessed? Oh, I tell you, go back into Numbers and begin to read. See, there it is. God, open up Balaam's eyes to see all that the ass was actually seeing. I tell you, God is good. So you know what? You go back today and you tune in to Block Talk Radio / Time to Talk About It and listen to yesterday's segment and listen to today's segment, because you might start today's segment and not know what yesterday was. It was part two. It was continuation. And I tell you, it was good. So you know what? You tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Block Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Every Friday at 11 p.m., we have the Wailing Walls prayer line hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. That call-in number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. I tell you, we serve an awesome God, and that is no time to be playing, but it's time to be praying. I tell you, you have a praise report. You need prayer. Come on the line and ask for prayer. Oh, I tell you, it's such an awesome time. Don't forget now, that's tomorrow night at 11 p.m. On Monday at 3 p.m., we have Deacon Michael with I'm Just Saying. That call-in number is 917-889-2211. That's 917-889-2211. That's every Monday at 3 p.m. Now, I want you all to save these dates now, okay? It's none other than Apostle and Bishop Porter, 5th-year wedding anniversary, that we'll be having a ball at the church in Christ. I tell you, on the 25th, we have Bishop Clark from Sorrento, Florida. On the 26th, we have Pastor Baker from Fort Lauderdale. On the 27th, we have Pastor Mosley from Jacksonville. And on the 28th, the last day of the celebration, we have Pastor Dawson from Tampa, Florida, and Bishop Mara from Brooksville, Florida. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the time is 7:30 p.m. sharp. And on Sunday, the last day, is 5 p.m. So come on out, bless the man and woman of God, not only with your presence, but pour into their life as well. Continue to pray for them, that God continue to keep them. I tell you, we serve an awesome God, and know when you lift up someone, God is taking care of your situation. So till then, be blessed, and I'm looking forward to hearing you on the Wailing Walls prayer line tomorrow night at 11 p.m. sharp. Be blessed.
on my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
as I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends,
when I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his
way. That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that bed,
when I let go,
I let
let him have. There's so much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle, struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As
soon as I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends,
I can let go,
I let go, and
I can let God,
let
him have,
let God
have his way.
That's when things are happening.
Let go and let God, let go, let God, oh, let go and let God, let go and let God, my brother, let go and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.